This is Neighborhood Public Radio. And for our next segment today, we have Tina Blair. And she's here to... Is it from Pets for Obama?
I'm with Pets for Obama. I am Pets for Obama.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on a second. You know what? Hang on, because your microphone wasn't turned on. All right, Tina, Pets for Obama, and what does that mean?
Okay, it is a group of videos that under the aegis of Bless the Dogs channel on YouTube. It is a Two and a Half Sisters Productions, which is a production company I started when we started doing this the beginning of February.
Mm-hmm. And pets, you find that pets are indeed for Obama?
My pets are absolutely, yes. And Obama is the only candidate that I'm aware of who has sponsored animal-friendly legislation, both in the House of and the Illinois State Senate.
All right. Well, I think you can take it away because you have the evidence to back it up here, thanks to YouTube, and I'll let you go.
Okay, thank you very much. First of all, I would like to thank the people, the very kind people at Neighborhood Public Radio. As it said, my name is Tina Blair. I'm from Gloucester, Massachusetts, by way of Philadelphia. And I just happen to be in the Whitney Museum for the Biennale. A friend of mine from Tokyo and I came to New York City for the Armory Show and decided to see the Biennale at the Whitney. And on the way back, I was walking back to the hotel at 50th and 10th Avenue, and I saw the little storefront operation that these wonderful young men have here. And I thought it would be a nice venue to publicize my sister's videos. As I said, we are the Two and a Half Sisters Productions. I won't explain who the half one is. The creative side is my sister Lynn Holloway. She wrote, directed, and produced all the music and the singing and the voices. I, Tina Blair, am behind the camera. I did the computer work and the photography and the editing. Let's start by playing the audio of the first of the videos we did. Actually, watching these videos being performed or being produced would have been a video in itself. Although my sister denies this, it was like working with Orson Welles. She was quite the prima donna, but I managed to squeeze in a little bit of myself and a little bit of editing along the way. Okay, here we go with the first of the videos. It's called Pets for Obama. It stars a delightful papillon by the name of Daisy, two Pekingese brothers by the names of Teddy and Leo, a wonderful spotted Jack Russell called Madison, and a black cat called Blackie. All the animals that you will see in any of these videos were all rescued animals. Okay, here we go.
Obama fights for human rights and cares about us too. No matter that you're black and white, or if you're red or blue, he cares enough to battle for the ones without a voice. You may be sick of politics, but now you have a choice. He's got plenty of experience and proof he's very smart. When you elect a president, pick one with a heart. We're standing for Obama, and we're sitting for him too. But we don't have the right to vote, and so it's up to you.
that was our first video called Pets for Obama. Those of you who are not familiar with YouTube, let me give a bit of a lesson how to view these videos or how to take part in YouTube. Those of you who are experienced, please bear with me. You go to the website, which is YouTube, one word, YouTube.com, and then you go to the channel called Bless the Dogs, BlessTheDogs, no spaces, and then you'll find all of our videos. You can also find them by searching under any of the names, but then you want to make sure you use the video search. Okay, we're now ready for the second video in our series. Having had such wonderful success with the first one, which was just simple animals and video, we decided to take on the world of human face cartooning. Let me explain that everything that could possibly have gone wrong at any step along the way with the computer, with the editing, getting it onto YouTube, happened. The computer crashed so many times we lost count after 36. So here we go with the second one in our series. If I can pull it up. This one is called Art for Obama. There it is. While we're looking for, I'll explain it after we play it. Let me take advantage of my help here now and we'll play it right now. Here we go.
Mine eyes have seen all the planet's changing face. Peace among the nations and all creatures have a place. When your worth is not determined by religion nor by race, I know the time has come where democracy is paramount and all our voices heard. Everyone participates when every soul is stirred. When you're judged alone by value of your action and your word, I know time has come. Let the change be guided through you. Take the power given to you.
This was an art project that my sister had done. She took Michelangelo's original Mona Lisa and repainted it with the face of a bulldog. I titled this one Art for Obama. And the original painting with the bulldog face was entitled I Am Smiling. It was a little rough in the beginning, as I said, it was my first attempt at doing this. And all of these had a deadline. They were done before a primary or some other significant event in the political process. So we were always working under a deadline. We now have the third song in the series, or the third video in the series. This one is a little more generic. It was done to just get the vote out. So here we go with this one.
Cheered at the rallies, wrote in the blogs
that was the delightful cat milkshake. She's not with my family right now. She's been deployed on anti-mouse duty with her sister Angel in Philadelphia. Someday I hope to have her back again, but they really need her there. All right. After those two videos, we then decided to do a couple. Actually, my sister Lynn decided to do a couple without so much music, without music at all. The first one is called Political Pets. It features a little stray kitten by the name of Frisky and Leo.
Who are you going to vote for?
We can't vote.
I know. Who are you going to try to get our human to vote for?
I was thinking about McCain. He's a war hero.
Yeah, he's a real hero. Not like those sports guys who play with balls. Heck, we play with balls. All veterans deserve respect. But, I don't know. McCain's just not the highest perch on the cat tree.
What do you mean?
At the Naval Academy, he was at the bottom of his class.
The very bottom?
No, sixth from the bottom.
Gee, do you have to be smart to be president?
No, but it helps.
Yeah.
That Obama guy graduated from Harvard Law School, magna cum laude.
Magna cum laude? He's so smart they gave him milk?
Not latte, laude. It means with great honor.
Wow.
I wouldn't mind getting more milk, though.
Maybe you will. Next year, there's always hope.
Yeah. Now let's practice for when we talk to humans. Aurora. Obama. Go ahead. You try it.
Aurora. Aurora.
Keep practicing.
Okay, that was Political Pets 1, starring Frisky the Stray Kitten. And actually, it wasn't Leo, it was Teddy the Pekingese. I don't want to hear get bad emails from the Pekingese Anti-Defamation League. Okay, then we go. I'm trying to do all of this at the same time. We're now on the next video is Political Pets 2. It features a French bulldog. Unfortunately, I took the photo because the dog was so adorable and I never got his name. So we'll have to do it. We'll just call him Francois.
What's the matter, sweetie? I feel so stupid. Why? I didn't know. Know what? That you were supposed to put your hand over your heart when they play the national anthem.
Oh, honey, everybody knows that United States Code 36, USC Section 301, says that during the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner, when the flag is displayed, everyone except those in uniform should stand at attention while facing the flag and have their right hand over their heart.
I didn't know that.
Maybe because you're French.
I'm not French. My parents are Americans. I'm an American.
Okay.
Nobody ever told me. And if you saw the Super Bowl, lots of people didn't put their hands over their hearts. And the soldiers, God bless them, didn't salute. Even the Patriots didn't know.
Oh. Obama does seem to be an honest man. And everybody makes mistakes.
We all make mistakes. I made one this morning behind the couch.
Okay, now we're leaving the realm of the pure politics to work on the Pennsylvania primary that's coming up. Slightly out of order, we're going to do a song called Trust Pennsylvania.
You can trust the Quaker state. There's a legacy that makes it great. Independence running through their veins. From Scranton up to Erie, through Harrisburg and Philly, Pennsylvanians know how much we need a change. We won't let the founding fathers down in Pittsburgh or in Allentown. They called out for reform in their time too. You're the state of independence. It's your time to make a difference. Pennsylvania, ring the bell. It's up to you. The old ways settled in the past, when once the Keystone vote was cast and government for all was born. State of independence, it's your time to make a difference. Pennsylvania, ring the bell, it's up to you. Pennsylvania, ring the bell, it's up to you.
That was the Trust
Look
Pennsylvania
worried.
Song.
I am.
Last video.
I'm always going to try to frighten the good people of Pennsylvania.
You're a pit bull. I didn't think anything scared you.
She scares me.
Don't worry. Pennsylvanians are too smart to fall for those tricks.
How do you know?
Some of the smartest people ever come from Pennsylvania. Benjamin Franklin, Westinghouse, Audubon, Carnegie, Edgar Allan Poe, Goodyear, and the polio vaccine, protecting the environment, organic gardening, they all started in Pennsylvania.
Wow. But isn't the governor pushing for her?
No, he's just kidding. Pennsylvanians have a great sense of humor. Dennis Miller and Bill Cosby come from Pennsylvania.
Oh, they're funny.
Franklin envisioned Pennsylvania as the harmonious human multitude. Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love. Remember William Penn and the Society of Friends. She makes enemies. Obama makes friends. Pennsylvania wants a Washington that works for a change. Trust Pennsylvania.
I feel much better.
The stars of this last video were Nikki the Pitbull, who sadly passed away just passing the age of four from lymphoma, having braved a year of canine chemotherapy. And the Dobie was also a rescue dog. That was Milo. Yep. He died at about the age of eight, also from cancer. Well, once again, this is Tina Blair, the president and CEO of Two and a Half Sisters Studios. My sister Lynn Holloway is the creative director. And I just want to go out just playing the voting song one more time to get people into the mood of voting. because it really doesn't count if you don't vote. My sister Lynn Holloway can you can view some more of her work. She does pet portraits and poetry. If you go to the Good Dog Gallery website, Good Dog Gallery in Rockport, Massachusetts. Here we go. This is Tina Blair. You won't be hearing my melodious voice anymore. I'm going to end after this song. Oops. I pressed the wrong button. Let me see how I can get back to where we were. Maybe
while we're doing that,
this, why don't we do
while we're doing that? You find that, and I just want to encourage you all to do go see the videos for these. Watching here, I was just struck with the sincerity in the eyes of these pets as they talk about Obama. I think I don't think anybody can look into the faces of these dogs and cats and not you know, be overwhelmed with their message. I don't know if we're ready yet. Not quite. You know, I think we all know, you know, that our pets, those of us who have pets, we know that they are sincere. So we'll start it away, and thank you, Tina.